Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The breaking news here with the more laws coming down in America is polygamy. Has now been, a law has been removed from the books to where you can have multiple, they're just not going to prosecute anymore if you have like 10 wives or 10 husbands. But I think it's more like 10 wives or 5 wives or something like that. All right. That's what everybody said. I mean, they said if you, this happens and this will happen and that will happen and this will happen. It's like at some point we got to like, you know, I'm not shocked. But it will be like the Louisiana situation. It's like, you know, I just want to change what I was thinking. Right? But understand, when you actually break loose from what God is saying, when you have an open door on your life, you don't pick and choose what's going to come into your life. That's why it's really hard for the church to understand that when you're in sin, you don't pick what comes through your doors. And so people logically look at a God who doesn't fit in your mind, and you try to say, there's no way these two don't connect. It's like your doors was open. They connect because you walked around with an open door in an empty house. I mean, he talks about this. Jesus says it. He says, this is what it's like. He says, a man who has a demonic stronghold, Satan's got a stronghold. Satan's living inside of him. Check that out. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus says the spirit's driven out of him, so the man's free. He does not have that anymore. So this spiritual being is who once oppressed this man. And this is how you know you're being oppressed by it or whatever by it, because it was in you, on you, around you. I don't know what your doctrine is. You're being influenced by it. It's when you look at God's word, which very few people are, and you find out God says, this is not right, but you live a life and believe it is right. That's what has you. That's what has you. When your life contradicts the word of God, and you say it's right when God says it's wrong, but you really feel like it's right. You can justify why it's right. That means it's got you, but you can get free from it. So anyway, that's why you got to read the word continually, because it could be it's like, oh my goodness, there are other football teams other than the Saints. the spirit gets driven out of the man, The spirit goes off, and it has to look for a place to live. Understand that Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So our struggle is not against man. It's against this second heaven realm, you know, powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness. And so when it's buffeting us and things are happening to us, it's what's happening in the spiritual realm. It's like all around here. So people say, you know, the first heaven's inside of you. That's where God dwells when you're a believer. And you know on the outside of your skin or the outside of the aura, the glory in your life, that the enemy comes in and begins to buffet you. But then you have the third heaven revelation, you know, of course, where God dwells in his throne. And so all of a sudden, so the only way that second heaven, somebody, some demonic being can have any authority in the first heaven where we're operating, which we've been given that authority, is if we give him it, our body. If we just say, you know, here, some people say, here I am, use me, and they sell themselves out. I think about a music group right now that's being popular all the way around the world, but I remember they were offered as a blood sacrifice in Great Britain with blood on their faces. And now they got the popularity and the power. They were so young, they have no idea what they sold their souls to. And now their bodies are beginning to reflect it. Now they're all, you know, with the markings or the Baal markings, and they're showing up on their bodies. And there are others who are Christians or want to do what's right, Christians. And Jesus says, you know, you're supposed to be a disciple. When you become a believer, you're the house of God. You're the temple of God. The God Spirit lives inside of you. So you need, what you need to do, he that follows my teachings will know the truth, and the truth will set him free. So your house is clean and free when you become a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're saved, but you're free when you actually get your house, you get full of God's word. And so this Spirit goes walking around looking for another body to inhabit. Be careful when you're hanging around a deliverance ministry and while you're in rebellion to God, because you're going to take on, you're going to be like Velcro to second heaven, bro. And because this is what Jesus said, when he comes out of a man, he begins to look for another place to dwell. So it looked, it thought, it planned, it strategized. Look this up, Matthew 8. Make sure I got the scripture right. Matthew 8. He began to strategize about where to go. And it could not find a place. It could not find a place to dwell. And so understand, second heaven's always looking for somebody who will is in sin, somebody who says, I want you to be in my life, or has an open door, empty houses. So he goes back to this particular man who got delivered of this, of him, and he finds out this man's house is empty. He's empty. He did not fill up his house. He did not fill himself up with God. He did not become a disciple of Jesus Christ. He didn't understand the ways of God. He said, teach them to obey all of my teachings. This is what he said. And so we learn, it's in that we get set free, because all of a sudden, when this thing came back, this demonic possession, Matthew 8.
Matthew 8, 28, referring to when Jesus.
Say that again, Matthew.
Matthew 8, chapter 8.
Yes.
Verse 28, in this particular verse of scripture, is talking about when Jesus delivered the demon-possessed man.
Right. And so, nope, this is when he's explaining how it works. When a spirit comes out of a man, he's explaining how it works. And I'm on this, I guess, because you need to know. So anyway, he goes out there, and he can look for the scripture reference in the torch. But he comes back to the man, and he finds out that he did not fill his house up. He did not fill his house up. And so what happens is he comes in and gets seven spirits worse than himself. Seven spirits worse than himself. He comes into that man's life. And now he's worse off than he was when he had just the one demonic principality or spirit in his life. Now he has seven worse than himself, saying, we will never let this happen again. And so now when you're playing around with God instead of getting what's right with God, you can actually be worse off. Because you wanted a religious spirit instead of a religious experience instead of a relationship with Jesus Christ. We'll see you on the other side.
It's Luke 11:26.
Jesus said, this is how it is. He says, when a spirit comes out of a man, it'll go away and begin to think, plan, and decide, trying to find a host. It has to have a host. Satan has to have a host. So if you're going to walk all around in your family, rebelling against God, rebelling against what God says about marriage and family, and you are an open door in that house. You are held captive by Lucifer. And that family, if they're following God, you're there because they love you. But you walk in that house, you're bringing darkness into that house. But you can be set free. This is what he says. And so the thing goes away, Jesus says, when you drives the spirit out of a man, it goes away. But the spirit says, listen, I cannot find a host. I can't find somewhere. Wouldn't that be great? There'd be a lot of hosts today. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find a host. But wouldn't it be great to live in a city where you could not find a host? Satan just couldn't find a host. Jesus said, Satan found nothing, nothing in me. And it's like, Lord. And so with that, you can't find a host. And so Jesus says, the spirit says to itself, I'm going to go find seven spirits worse than myself. I'm going to go back to where I came from, to the man or the woman, the man, for example, he's given here. And we're going to enter into him again because his house is clean. He's cleanly swept, but it's empty. He did not become Jesus' disciple. He didn't get filled with the truth of God. He had an empty house. Empty house, open door. Empty house is undiscipled person. Open door is somebody who has unconfessed sin in their life, open sin in their life. And he said the condition of this man will be worse than the first. This stuff, like, I like to try deliverance out for. I mean, there's some people, you have to understand that it's not time for their deliverance, because you can make them worse off by having this child delivered and send them back to under two parents who are hosts of great darkness. And that child was set free. But when the child goes back, because he's under or she's under those parents, what's on them begins to end. So that child comes back and says, what happened? That child was worse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so deliverance is something you do when you hear from God. You know, what does God want you to do in the context of this? Because if they're not wanting to be free and stay free, I know that Brother Ken Summerall, a spiritual father to me, is with the Lord now. He said in the 70s that people would get delivered, legitimately delivered in the gatherings. But by the time they walked out the door, demons would jump out of the bushes. Because what happened was, it's not about getting delivered. It's about being set free from demonic captivity. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so I want to encourage you today, if you want to be set free, God wants to set you free. But you got to want to have Jesus as the Lord of your life. You got to be a disciple. Find out more about this at meetmyfather.org and at iabide.org. Listen, or contact us. It's time to be free. It's time to be set free because the Lord wants to set you free. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.